Codename Fury, The Unstoppables Team 1, Book 1, written by Heather Slade and read for you by Stephanie Nemeth Parker and J. River Pierce.
1. Fury. There was nothing like the burn of a neat shot of bourbon as the smooth liquid slid down my throat. I considered it a reminder of how pleasure could follow pain, as the warmth settled in my stomach, then coursed through my veins. I looked over at the man who'd been my friend with benefits, watching as he danced with the new woman in his life. In all the years I'd known him, Rip never once gazed at me the way he looked at Pearl. It hurt, but it was my pride that was wounded, not my heart. I'd known all along, in the same way he did, that we weren't the one for each other. Rip had found his it girl, and I was glad for him in the same way he'd be happy for me if I ever met the man I was meant to spend my life with. Now, though, sitting at the bar and wishing I was dancing like they were, sucked. Big time. Sure, there were a few men here tonight I could ask to two-step me around the crowded dance floor, and I'd certainly never been accused of being shy, but my heart wasn't in it. Instead, I signaled Rebel, the bartender closest to me, for another shot. How you doing tonight, Fury? She asked as she filled my empty glass with two fingers of the smoky, dark amber liquor I'd grown to love. You want the truth or a line? She smiled. Always the truth, my friend. I'm feeling like the odd man out, as they say. I get that, this being a private party and all. No strangers here tonight, just the same old, not that I care. Rebel was happily married to a man I'd run a few missions with back when I was a CIA operative. I'd left that life, though, to pursue another form of the law as an attorney, what I'd always dreamed of being when I was growing up. Rebel and her husband, Edge, like Rip and Pearl, were meant to be soulmates. Their sons rose and set for each other. I downed the shot and was about to call it a night when I remembered I got here on my own and was in no shape to drive myself the 30 miles back to my house in the city. Getting a car service here in the hills outside Austin, Texas, would be impossible any night, but more so on Sunday. Fuck, I muttered to myself since Rebel had walked away. Would you like to dance? I heard a sultry Spanish-accented voice say from my right. At the same time, I felt a body brush up against mine. I slowly turned my head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?